My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Feel better.
It's that first T. Is it silent? Is it not?
Huntington.
Yeah.
Huntington. Huh. Okay.
It's a big word. I like it.
It is a big word for a big stadium. How's that sound?
I like that, Andy.
All right. A couple things I want to talk about. We'll do a couple non-football things here real quick. Did you see Grady Sizemore last night? Oh, man.
You mean the nice, mild-mannered Grady Sizemore?
I can't believe that's the same Grady Sizemore that we would talk to pretty much every day for 5 years, or as long as he was here. I can't believe that was him. I didn't even think that guy ever spoke a dirty word. And, man, he dropped I don't know, 50 or 60 of them in his conversation.
There were words there that he spoke?
Wow. I can't believe it. I can understand being frustrated. You got some?
Yeah, I was going to say, here's the TV call of it, okay. Courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago.
Wow. I got to tell you, I think Hunter's going to get it suspended for that too, Jeff. I can't remember the last time I saw an umpire. We know what umpires say sometimes, but he was extremely argumentative with the manager. How many times do you just see an umpire just kind of stand there and say, okay, you got your say, goodbye, see you later, right? He was getting back in his face. He was unbelievably aggressive. And then Benintendi got right back into it too. He ended up arguing with him, and then he got tossed. So, I mean, to watch that last night, I totally can understand the frustration Grady's got going on in Chicago. I get it. Totally understand it. I hope he gets a chance to be a manager for a while. I want to see what he can do.
You know what a gentleman Grady is, though? Before he went out to argue, he threw the gum out of his mouth just so he didn't spit it on the ump by mistake.
I'm telling you, Jeff, I can't ever remember seeing Grady Sizemore look like that.
Grady was a pretty mellow guy.
Unbelievably mellow. Like if
pretty mellow guy.
He would just kind of, Bob Newhart you? I'm just trying to think he would just kind of like subtly dig you or cut into you.
Bob Newhart and just died, Andy. He was in his 90s.
I know. I'm just saying. At least he was in his 90s. At least I didn't make a century-year-old reference there.
You know, the thing about Grady... See, and you have a bad perspective on this, and so do I. We knew him when he was just a kid. He still looks like a kid.
I know,
to
he
me.
Looks exactly. He's in great shape.
He just walks out of the dugout to go argue with an umpire. It's like, hey, young man, get back in the dugout. You got to go play center field.
I've never seen. I'd love to talk somebody over at Guardians organization and say, did you ever see him like this? I don't ever remember him.
He's a
losing
guy,
his cool
man.
Like that.
Well,
ever.
He was just standing up for his team.
Yeah, and he was right. If you go back and watch the strikes that were being called, they're not even close. Now, I think Benintendi might have been. I mean, they were losing 9-0. And, you know, I give Grady credit. Maybe he's just trying to fire up his team because they had a really, really bad play in that game, too. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Grady may have just wanted to go home. This is courtesy of Masson. This took place last night.
If you have great stuff, you can challenge over the white part of the plate a little bit more and let your stuff just play. If you don't, you better figure out.
Oh, no! Oh, my goodness! The White Sox have just gone full White Sox.
And by that, it was a pop fly by Eloy Jimenez that dropped between three fielders who went Keystone Cops on it and was just embarrassed themselves.
You'll have that.
If there was ever a team that needed to sim to the end of the season, it is the Chicago White Sox. that's just like, can we just simulate this and go into the offseason and stop playing baseball now? I mean, they're going to break the Mets record. They're breaking it.
What was the I don't think this number may not be right. The American League Central is, 26 games under 500 as a combined group, 36 games under 500, and every team in the American League Central is over 500 except for the White Sox. That's how bad they are.
Yeah, courtesy of Grant Brisby, one of the best writers going, AL Central is 38 games under 500. The AL Central has five teams and four of them are over 500.
That's how bad Chicago is right now.
You'll have that.
Oh, you will?
Oh, you will, will you?
They're making history.
I mean, they're going to take down the Mets win total. They are a train wreck, and nobody wants to be there. Except maybe Grady Sizemore. He might be the only one who's like, you know, I'm okay coming to work every
day. Garrett Crochet would love to get out.
Oh, yeah. He'd love to be there. No longer there.
I could watch this argument all day, just to read lips.
Luis Robert is like openly rebelling. He just doesn't want to be there anymore. They are a train wreck.
I'm trying to count at least one, two, three. I think Grady said the magic word at least 10 times.
You'll have that.
I never thought that man swore.
You'll have that.
Yeah, I mean, do you know how mad he had to have been last night to get to, like, oh, wow. And it was like Hunter wanted to fight him, too. That's the crazy part, right? How often do you see an umpire just like totally get back into a manager's face like that? Unless that's his way of saying, hey, you've got the worst team in baseball, and you're out here arguing with me on balls and strikes. You're losing 9-0, and it's the sixth inning.
It's easy for everybody to pick on a team when it's really down. And that might be what happens with umpires.
Oh, it's been brutal. Our buddy Scott Petrak up here on the X, the Browns pre-practice injury report.
Oh.
All players on the active roster expected to practice.
Wow.
Including Jedrick Wills and David Bell.
Very nice.
Well, now do we have to worry about who our left tackle is going to be? Well, we'll find out here in a couple minutes, I would think, at noon when Kevin Stefanski speaks. You'll be able to listen to that.
What do you do?
Huh. I don't know. All right, we're going to come back to that in a second here. Hang on. I'm going to take one phone call real quick. Let's go to Jack. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I've never seen an umpire lose it like that I can recall. But I think the reason Sizemore was so frustrated is they must have told him before the game that he might have a shot to actually get the full-time job. I agree. I would love to see him be a manager, but I mean, you guys know they're years away. Even if he goes there next year, they lose 100 games, and then they get up to a slow start the next year, he'll be fired, and it won't be his fault. I'd rather see him be a coach for another couple years and get a job where he can realistically do some things, you know?
It's hard to get that job whether your team's good or bad, though. That's the
no,
issue.
No, I know. Yeah, no question.
I don't know. It's just interesting. Can you ever remember seeing him like that? I don't ever remember seeing him that mad, ever. But I understand why he was doing it. I know both sides of the coin. Yeah, that was just a level of frustration where, two guys just collided. That's all. You know,
the closest thing with the umpire would be Joe Brinkman and Grover in that playoff game when he tossed Grover and Doc Gooden in the first inning. That's the only thing I could come up with.
Yeah.
Good memory.
You're right. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. All right, I just want to bring up one other non-football story because we're going to be all a ton of football here. Greg Williams is coming up at 12:20. Kevin Stefanski's press conference. Also hearing that Deshaun Watson might speak coming up in the next hour. So we're going to talk about all those things coming up here in just a moment. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.